What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Nikki Marie Radio. I'm so happy you guys are listening. So I was able to sit down with the actress, writer, producer, magazine CEO, just everything. The list goes on and on. Anjanette Pinkston. She has a new movie coming out on Friday, January 25th at 7 p.m. If you guys are following her on Instagram, which is Sky, S-K-I-I underscore magazine, then you guys may have seen her promoting this movie, which is going to be shown again on January 25th, 2019 at 7 p.m. at the Jamaica Performing Arts Center, which is located at 153-10 Jamaica Avenue, Queens, New York, 11432. It's a red carpet event, so make sure you dress to impress. But I want you guys to listen to the interview that we had, which was at a media event some time ago. But now is the best time to release this interview, so you guys can go and see this movie, Keys. And I'm going to let Anjanette Pinkston tell you what this movie is about. So stay tuned.
Well, my role in the movie is, I wrote it and cast it, produced and directed and everything. But I'm also acting in it, and my role in it is Angela Keys. That's my name. I'm a retired sergeant, NYPD.
Awesome. So tell me a little bit about the movie.
Well, Keys is about crooked cops, honest cops, and then there were others. It's based on a woman's struggle who's living day to day, just three children, three baby daddies, who's not paying child support. And she also works for NYPD, and she finds herself struggling with working for NYPD, and in terms, she's looking at the streets as being an alternative and to making extra money towards her life.
What was the inspiration behind this movie?
Well, I am a retired detective recently from NYPD. I've done 21 years on it, and it's just basically, you know, you go through a lot of experience. Although this is not, like, all real. Some parts are fiction, some parts are real, some, like, whatever, because I'm a writer. But it was based on my experience with NYPD.
So the experience, has it tainted your involvement with NYPD?
No, actually, I had a great time with NYPD. You know, I did 21 years with them. And I was a first responder for the World Trade Center.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I've done my part with them. And after retirement, well, during the job, I wasn't able to go out and actually do the things that I love doing, which is this, producing, directing, and everything else. So once I retired, you know, that's when the doors opened up for me. And I was like, wow, is this what retirement is like? So I just did everything. I have a magazine, I write, I produce, and this is my baby. Even though I help other people do it, but this is my first fiction movie, my first full featured movie, and I love it.
Is this your first movie?
This is my personal first movie. My
okay.
I produce and direct other movies with other people, so I'm involved with their project too. But this is my first project, my feature film that I've done by myself, no help, paid for everything by myself, and it turned out to be really good, really great. Did you see the trailer?
I have. So I just saw the trailer, and I think that everybody needs to see this movie. Keys. Okay. Who are some of the actors and actresses that are also involved in this movie?
Well, one of the people that's involved in it is my daughter, Naisha Mitchell. She's acting in it, and she's actually the mother who's struggling. Even though she's working with NYPD, but the streets are like calling her because she's not making enough money, and she's struggling with the baby daddies, you know, so she, and there's other people in there, Michelle England, Dominic Butner. Oh, Hawthorne James, the Five Heartbeat is in it too.
Wow.
Yeah, and we have Tony Monroe, we have Sean McDonald, we have, gosh, there's so many different people in there. It's a lot of different people, a lot of different characters, everybody got along. Each day that I filmed, which started last year in July, I had a whole bunch of people in it, and It's like every day, at least 20 to 30 people was there, and everybody got along. It was like family. I also have two people that's here with me today, Tony Monroe and Flo James. They were also in it. So
where are people going to be able to see this movie?
Well, I've been shopping around to different theaters and everything, and it looks like it's going to be out here in Manhattan, not in Brooklyn, but in Manhattan, selected theaters. It's also going to be played in Los Angeles, California. It's going to be played in Georgia, and it's also going to be played in Montgomery, Alabama. So it's going to be quite a few selected theaters out here in New York.
When can we expect the movie to come out?
January 29th.
So that's the big launch date.
Yes, that's the big red carpet, launch date, everything. It's going to be awesome.
So were you nervous about this? Like, what are your high areas, your low areas?
My high areas is basically when I started, like, actually hiring people to do this movie. You know, that gave me this, like, really high thing. It was like, wow, I can't believe I got these people that's going to be acting in my movie, you know. Even though, like I said, I helped other people and everything, but this is my project by myself, solo. Nobody else helped me do it, nothing else. I wrote, produced, directed, casted, location management. I've done everything, and that was my high because I got these people acting it, and they were awesome. Everybody came out and did what they had to do, and it was a beautiful thing. My low area is... I can't even think of a low area right now. It's just, well, paying all that money, but that's it, yeah. Paying all that money, that's a low area. But other than that, everybody came out like a family. It was beautiful.
What do you say to some of the young girls out there that want to do the same thing that you're doing right now?
Well, first of all, you should always trust and believe in God and Jesus, because they're your guiding lights. I'm telling you guys, once you trust and believe, they will put things in your mind where, you know, you never thought you can imagine. Okay, trust and believe in them. Second thing is, if you believe it, you can achieve it. Go after your dreams. Don't let nobody tell you you can't, because you can. You actually can. There's no no's in I can. So just go out and do it.
That is very inspiring and impactful. So thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you so much.
And is there a way for people to get in touch with you or follow your progress throughout your career?
Yes, I'm on Facebook as Anjanette, A-N-N-G-E-A-N-N-E-T-T-E, Pinkston, P-I-N-K-S-T-O-N, and that's Facebook. And I'm on Instagram under Sky, S-K-I-I underscore magazine, because I also have a magazine. I do it all. I have a magazine, film festival. You look on my page, you'll be surprised at the things that I do. And I stay on top of each and everything. I don't give nothing, zero. Everything that I do is 100%, everything. So you can find me on those two pages for now.
Thank you so much. Everyone, please tune in to Keys. And it's coming out what day?
January 28th.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.